So welcome back to part 4 of Heart Series 2 and to day 5. And one thing I really love about this particular exercise is that it helps to break down this idea of solidity in the mind, the idea that somehow our thoughts are solid, permanent, unchanging, and that our feelings are somehow solid, permanent, and unchanging. It can be really tempting when we have a particular storyline playing over and over in the mind, or when we have a particular pattern of thought, perhaps a very busy mind, or very repetitive emotions that are with us so often that it almost feels as though that's who we are. But in doing this exercise, I think it starts to create a sense of spaciousness, not only sort of in the body, but in the mind. The thoughts, the feelings, they become a little bit more intangible. There's a sense of movement with them. And that's a really important thing, because the more we get to experience that, the less we believe in them being solid and unchanging. And therefore, the mind is essentially more open. It's more willing to allow change to take place. And the great thing is, we don't have to do really very much to try and affect that change. It happens naturally when we sort of apply these techniques, both in a formal practice sense and in everyday life. And before we know it, we're sitting or standing with others, dealing with situations that we kind of thought we would never be able to deal with in a skillful or a peaceful or an understanding way. So there really is massive potential here to let go of that solidity and to embrace, to uncover that sort of spacious element of mind. So with that in mind, just take a few moments now to get settled, to get comfortable. And when you're ready, we'll start in the usual way, with some nice big deep breaths in through the nose and out through the mouth. Remember, as you're breathing in, just a sense of the lungs filling with air. And as you breathe out through the mouth, just noticing how the body softens with each exhalation. And with the next exhalation, just closing the eyes now, as you just start to settle in to the space around you. And when you're ready, just starting at the top of the head, scanning down through the body. Not only noticing the sensations, but also noticing your reaction or your response to the different sensations. And just pausing, just for a moment, just to be clear about your motivation today, just a sentence or two in your own mind, and just bring to mind the people close to you, around you in your life, who get to benefit from you taking a bit of time out for yourself. Having done that now, just allowing the attention to drift down to the breath, that movement, feeling of the breath in the body, and just staying with that for the next couple of minutes. So just continuing now to follow that movement of breath. As that exchange begins to take place, as the image of the space around you begins to fill the mind, in your own time, just building that up with that sense of sharing, feeling of happy contentment with others. And with the next out breath, just let go now of any image, any focus, any feeling of the breath, and just let the mind do whatever it wants to do. And just bringing the attention back now to your immediate surroundings, the sensations in the body, any sounds as you open your eyes, any things you can see around without moving the eyes, just maintaining that soft focus, just a blink a few times. Refocus the eyes. And as always, just taking a moment to appreciate how it feels to have taken a bit of time out for yourself. And just putting in that intention to be present throughout the day, knowing what a difference it makes to have that sense of awareness, of calm and clarity in each and every moment. And when you've done that, you can just sit back in the chair. So of course, when we're doing these kinds of exercises, we don't always have calm, clarity and awareness in every moment. The mind is often busy, it often wanders off, and we often get sort of caught up in thinking. That's normal. That's part of learning the skill of meditation. But very often, when the mind does wander, and in everyday life as well, we tend to take it as being something very solid, as though the thoughts have something, they're very tangible, very real. We forget that sense of spaciousness in the thought, in the emotion. And so, in the same way as you did with the exercise today, as you go through the day today, just noticing how in those moments when everything does feel very solid, very real, very unchanging, something permanent, that by breathing into it, we bring a sense of space to it. It doesn't negate what's happening at the time, and it doesn't prevent us from acting in a way which is helpful, beneficial in that moment. In fact, it does quite the reverse. It allows us to engage fully, being present and coming from a genuine place of calm consideration, rather than being caught up in a lot of thinking, which can sometimes even get in the way of us acting in a or speaking in a beneficial way. So give that a go today. See how you get on. And we'll continue with this theme tomorrow when you come back for day 6 of part 4.